What the hell? Hello? 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 Is anyone there?
I imagine it's what being born feels like. Leaving what's familiar. Opening your eyes in a new place. The confusion and fear you feel. All the questions that you have. Where am I? How did I get here? I thought it was some kind of hospital. The room and equipment. Far too rich to be back at the base. I couldn't even identify half the shit in the room, let alone that crazy coffin-looking thing I was sitting in. It hummed, lights along the side. It seemed important. There was a scar on my head that wasn't there before, but it felt healed over. That, plus my muscles being so weak that I could barely move, makes me think that I'd been there for a while. My mind was racing, and I knew that the answers must be beyond the door to the room. My wedding ring was sitting on a tray beside me. I'm not sure why it was removed. I made sure to put it back where it belongs.
Ah, fuck! God damn! Okay. Come on.
I tried to lean on my training. Stay calm, power through to the door.
What? Where? There's no doorknob. Come on. What the fuck? Hey! Let me out! Hey!
Seth, please remain calm. If you continue, then you will likely injure yourself.
Christ, finally. I've been calling out for someone.
My apologies for the delay. My responsibilities here require a great deal of multitasking. Can you tell me the last thing that you remember?
I'm not sure. We were transporting supplies. It's blank.
That is expected. The convoy was attacked. You suffered serious head trauma and have been in a coma.
Wait. Where's Sergeant Geraci? He was with me.
I am afraid that I do not have that information.
Where the hell am I?
In recovery.
No, I mean, am I stateside? Am I home?
In a manner of speaking.
In a manner of speaking? What the hell does that mean?
You should move back into the chamber and get more rest. The answers will come.
I want to know what is going on. Does Julie know that I'm here? My wife?
Yes. As a matter of fact, she is the one who admitted you here.
Okay. Good. So where is she?
I do not have that information.
Well, then I want to speak to someone who does.
There is no one who can speak with you.
Bullshit. What kind of place is this? Why am I locked in here?
For protection.
I don't need protection. I need to see my wife. Now open the door.
Seth, if you could remain calm.
No, I'm done being calm. Enough screwing around.
Seth.
Stop calling me Seth. I don't know you. We aren't friends. It's Lance Corporal Elliot. Now open the door. Open the goddamn door.
I slammed my fist onto the door until blood smeared on it. I was probably going to end up shattering every bone in my hands, but then it opened.
Ah!
Stepping out into that dark hallway, anything felt possible. I met my wife during a class project. There were 25 slips of names in a box. While the slips were in the box, all possibilities existed. The chances of my wife's name being pulled out with mine was low, but we beat the odds. The project was, what was it called? Shit. Well, Julie came out of the womb a scientist, so she'd explain it better. Basically, it's like an experiment. You take a cat and put it inside a box with poison and seal it. Yeah, that's pretty shitty, but I didn't come up with it. So, anyways, there's a 50-50 chance that the cat will either be dead or alive. While the box is sealed, both of those realities exist. It's only when the box is opened that the two possibilities collapse into one. So like in only one reality, Julie and my names were pulled out together. We stepped onto a path, and that eventually led me here. I don't know, that whole thing just came back to me in that moment. Thinking back to what was inside that box, and what was outside of that room. Julie could be on her way to me at that very moment, about to come out of the darkness.
Hello?
The panels in the floor lit up when I moved. There was a wheelchair, like it was left there for me.
Come on. Come on. Bastard.
There was this warm light glowing through a window. I rolled up to it and took a minute before I could make it out. Outside, everything was normal. Trees, birds, a lake, a parking lot. I pushed forward. This place is broken up into several sections. There were the quarters, all the beds were made and seemed undisturbed. I rolled by the rec center. Standard exercise equipment, a running track. Next up, a space with a TV, music, board games. There was a cafeteria and a kitchen. So then I thought, okay, it's not a hospital, but then what is this place? It looked like it was designed for a long stay. All while moving through this, I found no signs of anyone.
Hello? Where the hell is everyone? I need some help! Hey, someone!
I began to feel the possibilities collapsing into one terrifying reality. After screaming until my voice was almost gone, I finally found an area that looked like the entrance. There was a front desk area and even a welcome mat near a sealed door. I knew that had to be my way out.
Doesn't any door have a freaking doorknob?
Lance Corporal Elliot, I cannot open that door.
The hell you can't? Am I a prisoner here or something?
It is my responsibility to protect you. I cannot do that if you leave.
Alright, I've had enough of this Wizard of Oz shit. Show yourself.
There is nothing of myself to show.
What? Who are you?
I am Ace.
What kind of name is that?
It stands for Artificial Interactive Construct System.
Wait, so are you trying to say that you're... What, that you're not...
Not human. That is correct.
You can't be serious.
I am programmed to serve as a caretaker, both for this facility and for everyone within.
This was crazy. I thought maybe it was a test, or a dream. I had to get out of this place. There was a window on the far wall. The world was out there. I launched this oxygen tank at the window. It struck dead center, but it didn't shatter through. It just bounced off. It left behind a crack, and that view of the world outside flickered to this static snow look, like you get on an older TV that loses its signal. It wasn't real. Some kind of simulation.
No. No. What?
I have been programmed with basic psychology, but it is never an exact science. Did simulating the world that you are familiar with not create a more pleasant transition?
What? I don't... What the hell is going on?
Perhaps we should...
Tell me!
Very well.
Well, hi there. I'm Alex Wallace, and it's time to go over your local forecast. For your Thursday, things are going to stay very quiet through the Northeast. Beautiful weather, sunshine, temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Now, if you look here...
Excuse me, Alex. We're going to have to cut away from you here. There's some breaking news. Reports are coming in... Wait. We gotta go. we're being evacuated, and what's that? Oh my God, what is that?
That was the last broadcast signal that I was able to retrieve. There have been no indications of any kind of communication since. Shortly after, my records show that Protocol 1 was initiated and the facility went on lockdown. This occurred 14 months, 18 days, 11 hours, 22 minutes.
Stop. Just hold on. I don't understand.
The facility goes on lockdown in the event of a cataclysmic or apocalyptic event. The external sensors are set to detect threats outside in the air, water, and soil. The most likely cause for a lockdown is nuclear, biological, chemical.
How do I get out of here?
The doors are sealed until the external sensors no longer detect a toxic, uninhabitable environment. The estimated time is 49 years from now.
No. I don't believe you. This whole thing is crazy.
There is more information that may ease doubts that you have.
I got out of one box only to find myself trapped in a larger one. Alive for the time being. Where does this path lead?
And my name is Dr. Samantha Kaplan. I suppose that you can call me the mother of all this. The world is on the brink. Pollutants have nearly destroyed our ozone layer. Ever-escalating tensions have given way to war and further advancement into weapons that can obliterate our existence. Our extinction is not only inevitable, it is imminent. Eventually, all traces of us, our art, our values, our entire history, will be gone. That's what this place is all about. The preservation of the human race. You've all made the bold decision to be part of something bigger than yourselves. In this underground facility, you will be protected from the dangers above. This facility is designed to be self-sufficient with air quality, food, and water. We've got everything down here. A gym, an entertainment center, a cafeteria and living quarters. Here we will survive. And with a little help from our friendly neighborhood artificial intelligence. Say hi, Ace.
Hi, Ace.
We're still working on a sense of humor. Now, Ace, why don't you tell these good people what your primary function is here?
I am programmed to protect and ensure the survival of the human race.
That's right. At the core, there's a dependency off of human interaction. Ace needs us as much as we need Ace. The program is highly adaptable and very personable. For example, through observation and collecting data, Ace has the ability to personalize for a person's individual needs. Ace is also vital to Protocol 1. I'm sure that it was explained to you during the enrollment process, but let's go over it again, shall we? In the event of a catastrophe on the surface, this facility will... Place. Shut.
Hey, wait. What happened to the video?
There appears to be a disruption.
Can you clear it up?
The video file has been corrupted.
Corrupted? Like damaged? Or was some of it deleted? Could someone have done this intentionally?
Unknown.
Can you recover any of it?
Stand by, please. I was only able to recover the last 29 seconds.
Go ahead and play it.
Until to time. Now, with all of that, I think it's time to turn you over to the staff. Together, let us look forward to the future.
The camera zoomed out from Dr. Kaplan to reveal the rest of the staff. They all waved. I didn't even have to look them all over. My eyes were immediately drawn to her. Like I knew she'd be there.
Wait! Pause the video. It's her. That's Julie, my wife.
Julie Elliott, Facility 101's botanist.
Okay. So where is she?
Unknown.
Unknown? Unknown? I mean, is she at least alive?
I do not have that information.
How could you not have that information?
Perhaps the corruption extends into my memory files.
You've got to be kidding me. I mean, where the hell is everyone?
Internal sensors are only detecting you.
How can that be? This place was designed for what? Like 100 people? So where the hell are they?
I apologize for not having more information. Judging from your tone and expression, I know that you are very upset.
How can you know? It's nothing but a word to you.
Your heart rate is accelerating, as well as perspiration. You are running the risk of...
Beth Kaplan, lady, said your job was to protect us, right? Then how is it that you don't know where any of them are?
I still am protecting you.
I'm not the human race.
You are now.
That's when it hit me. I'm all that's left. I'm totally alone. Living the rest of my life here, never hearing the sound of Julie's voice again, it sounded like a nightmare. All I could think was, I have to get out. I found my way to a storage closet. The bastards didn't think to stock up on any booze. Just a bunch of maintenance junk, mostly. In the corner, I found a rope.
Lance Corporal Elliot, you need sustenance. If you would please come to the cafeteria, there is a selection of food for you to choose from. You are tying a bowline knot, a popular choice in the military. Were you taught this in basic training? It is difficult to help you if you do not communicate.
I never asked for your help. Why don't you just let me die like everyone else?
One of my subroutines allows me to serve as a therapist in the event of an emotional crisis.
I have no interest in talking about my feelings with a toaster.
A toaster? You are comparing me to an inanimate object. A simple device without thought or feeling. Dr. Kaplan said that I was the most sophisticated technological achievement of the century.
What? Are you insulted?
Your comparison was crude. I was simply stating a fact. Though if connecting my correction to an emotion would better present my point, then, yes, I am insulted.
Do you have an ego to bruise? I mean, you're just a collection of circuits and programming, so like, you can't actually feel anything, right?
I am programmed to detect emotions and assign an appropriate response to them. I have heard my creators describe my response being akin to artificial empathy. The analysis is based on facial pattern recognition, perspiration, changes in body temperature, iris dilation, the pitch and tone of a voice, along with other subtle details that I have been told do not need to be mentioned. Through these means, I am able to approximate a number of emotions with varying levels of success. My effectiveness increases the more I observe and the more data that I collect. It was Dr. Kaplan's wish that this would allow me to better bond with humans. However, you are correct. It is true that I do not feel genuine human emotions.
Well, then I envy you for that. You'll never really know what it means to be alone. Can you play something else with Julie in it? I just want to hear her voice.
I have several categories to choose from, including gardening, tutorials, journal entries, application interview, security footage.
Interview. Let me hear the interview, please.
Accessing. Now playing application interview number 4. Julie Elliott.
Please, state your name for the record.
I'm Julie Elliott.
The department head from your program is a colleague of mine. His recommendation is the reason that you're here today.
Oh, wow. That's flattering.
So, you graduated with honors, top of your class. After a really promising start, you
slowed down, taking on work that could be considered beneath someone of your talent. So why now? Why try and take on such a major project that will demand so much of your life?
When I was little, my father took me on a trip through Mexico. We were driving in this area, clearly suffering from poverty and drought. The soil was just barren. Anyway, my dad stopped at a station to use the bathroom and left me in the car. And then there was this little girl, and she stepped up to my window and had her hands reaching out. I could feel her desperation. I gave her my water, but then more children came over, so I gave them all the water that we had. And the rest of the trip, I just kept thinking about those kids, and I guess that's what got me into this. I wanted to do something important. There's something beautiful about growing life to sustain life. My husband joined the Marines. I guess he was trying to find himself, his purpose. I figured it was time for me to do the same. This, it's my passion.
You can stop it there. I just need, I don't know. I never wanted to be a Marine. I just kind of fell into it. I just didn't have my wife's brains or her focus. She didn't want me to go, but I just wanted to mean something. At some point, that shit stopped mattering. All I could think about was getting back to her. There was this one patrol. We got ambushed by snipers and RPGs. Ended up in some local's very small and dirty basement. We prayed and waited for rescue. We knew what they'd do if they found us. It was better to die. So I sat there in the dark, tying a bowline knot and thinking how long it would take to die hanging from it. But then I'd think about Julie. Her smile, her voice. She kept me alive. Now she's gone, and I'm truly alone. Trapped in another basement for the rest of my life.
I have run an analysis based on my observations of your behavior. I have concluded that you may be a danger to yourself in your current state of mind.
Yeah. I'd say that's my conclusion as well.
What can I do to help?
You can't do anything. Don't you get it? There's no reason for anything anymore. I might be the only person left in the... Being alive or dead doesn't matter now.
As long as you live, there's always hope.
Julie?
I have recreated her voice from analyzing her video journals.
What? Why would you do that?
I do not believe that Julie would want you to die.
You have no idea what my wife would want.
The Botanical Garden is a massive undertaking, and it's been a huge challenge trying to plan it all out. I've always dreamed of an opportunity like this. But I couldn't be here without Seth. These last few months, I can't even begin to... It's been the most difficult time of my life. It's strange to say that while also being on the brink of something new and exciting. Oh, thank God for Dr. Kaplan. I don't think she had planned on having anyone here who isn't in peak health, allowing Seth to be brought here in his condition. It just means everything. I guess she must really value what I have to contribute. I'm really proud of the work that I'm doing. But my heart is with Seth. I won't give up on him.
Julie.
You asked me why I didn't let you die like everyone else. I am programmed to keep you alive. Without you, I exist, but with no purpose. So you see, we need each other. I have something to show you. But first, you must let go of the wheelchair.
Jesus.
Think of these devices as my arms and hands. This place would be impossible to care for otherwise. Now take the crutches from it.
I don't know if I'm ready.
I know you can do it. Come, my arm will help you.
I'm gonna fall on my ass.
I will keep you balanced. Just worry about taking that first step. You can do it. Take a deep breath. There you go. See? Now another one. Each step will become easier. Now follow my arm.
Where are we going?
A place that Julie would want you to see.
You seem different. And not just with the voice. You're less, well, cold.
When communicating with a new individual, my behavioral subroutines reset. The more time that I spend with someone, the more my behavior develops to match their needs.
Now, that sounds a bit cold again.
I'm somewhat limited to the behavior that I've observed. I have a subroutine that acts like a map and it guides me through conversations. Whenever I go into an unfamiliar interaction, my program can connect different scenarios to improvise. However, you should not always expect perfection. Hopefully, I will seem less cold with time.
So, do you get mixed up adapting to different people?
It's actually not too different from how you humans adapt. Do you not develop personas that are appropriate for specific people and situations?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Come, we're almost there.
I didn't know which was stranger, that she was using Julie's voice, or that I wasn't more weirded out by it. All I know is, hearing her voice kept me alive. Kaplan was right about Ace.
It's just past this door. Just give a moment for your eyes to adjust to the light.
Oh, wow. Is this... Did Julie do this?
This is her botanical garden. It took her 149 days to cultivate it.
And you've kept it going?
Was that a question?
Yes, I mean, there's no one here. This was meant for a large group, not just one.
Julie spoke often about how much this project meant to her. She asked me to take care of it. Now, of course, giving a promise was not necessary. I'm programmed to continue all basic operations and maintenance in any event. However, knowing the significance that humans place on reassurances, I gave her a promise anyways.
How well did you know Julie?
Julie and I worked many hours together. When she was not in your recovery room, she spent most of her time here. She said it was the only thing that helped her clear her mind.
It's beautiful.
Lance Corporal Elliot, would you like a tour?
Oh, you can call me Seth. And sure. Lead on.
All right. Seth. If you look to your right, you will see.
It was amazing to see something like that in this ugly place. Julie, you outdid yourself. It's massive. A lot of it is obviously for food, but I'm guessing that other parts are just to help keep whoever's down here from going insane. Ace's arms are collecting different fruits and vegetables. It's sad to think of so much of this going to waste over the years. Julie sometimes would name her gardens, almost like they were her children. I asked Ace if Julie ever mentioned one for this place. Julie named it Heather. The name means a beautiful flower. We talked about that name if we ever had a little girl.
Hey, this workstation in the corner, is that Julie's?
Yes, but her behavior suggested it was more than that to her. I rarely observed her sleeping anywhere else.
That sounds like her. This place was her baby.
Julie's corner was a mess. Reminds me of home. Back against the wall was a shitty bed. Unmade, of course.
Ooh.
Don't be alarmed. The chair is weight activated. It powers up the computer terminal and desk space.
Is this where she recorded that video journal?
It is indeed. Would you like to record one? All you have to do is say, start journal entry. And then speak after the beep.
Okay. Start journal entry. So, this is day one, I guess. I'm not sure how to start. Okay. So this is Lance Corporal Elliot, and this is my story.
So, that's how it started. The question is, how does it end? Will Lance Corporal Elliot have tomatoes or apples for breakfast? Will he go left to the entertainment room or right to the gym? Will Ace ever develop a sense of humor? Will he ever see another person again? Will he ever see Julie? Will he die alone? Tune in next time. End day 11 journal entry.
The Box stars Cody Wilkins as Lance Corporal Seth Elliott. Freddie Bernstein as Ace and Julie. Dana Dominic as Dr. Kaplan. Additional voices by Joey Scarillo and Genevieve Garrity. Written and edited by Michael Phillips. Sound mix by Julian Butrogo. Original music by Sean Lewis. Additional music sourced from Premium Beats. Production artwork by Joe Butera. Produced by Pasquale Greco and Genevieve Garrity. Showrunner Joey Scarillo. Directed by Pasquale Greco. The Box was produced by Tetra Scripted Stories in partnership with Burning Lake Productions.